Eastern folks, I am available. Reach on out to me if you're interested in having a sit-down conversation. It's been nice to get to know some of you over the last few weeks. Tradcat Night on Substack. We've got two new special guest shows coming on over there. Mark Morano and Dr. Francis Boyle is going to be joining us over there this month. You've got gift subscriptions available to the main channel, trackhandaid.org. Don't forget about the Marie Jolie Henny Trackhandaid exclusive movie I put together on Vimeo in 2019. So go to Vimeo.com, type in 3 Days of Darkness, check it on out. Live call and radio show for this upcoming week still needs funded, as well as the web conference for the 28th, folks. So please do help out so I can continue to do these shows, continue to do this work on a full-time basis. Web conferences, as you know, I would normally charge $10 across the board for everyone, and I'm hoping that we have some charitable souls that will help to keep the event open to everyone. But that's going to be predicated upon the monies that we can raise. The live call and radio show, I'm hoping to have on Max Egon. On the 29th, we got Rick Barrett from the Crusade Channel joining us. But click that donate button. Please help out. Special guest suggestions, articles, informations, commentary, send them to my email. Last but not least, if you want to join the sponsorship team, reach on out to me. We're looking for fresh sponsors for 2023. We have one, Mary Jackson, who's promoting the Holy Face Devotion, which we know is so powerful in regards to bringing down communism. Psalm 67:2, talking about let them that hate the Lord, right, the enemies of the Lord, flee before his face. Also, don't forget about the golden arrow prayer. Mary Jackson, thank you for that reminder. We've got Kathleen Loney selling purple scapulars, as well as the 100% beeswax candles. $12.50, $12 respectively for each. Contact her at KathleenLoney@gmail.com for more. Samantha Wiesing and doTERRA essential oils, helping you to stay off the pharmaceutical drugs. Get some 100% therapeutic grade essential oils today. Check out the full product line by contacting her at Samantha.WIESSING@gmail.com. Chris Gagne, inviting all Catholics. And I was like, mine, please remember the dead. Remember the holy souls in purgatory. Chris, thank you for all that you do. It would be nice to hear from you. I haven't heard from you in a little bit, buddy. Joe Blazak and 247rosary.com, playing a traditional rosary every half hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And contact Joe to get signed up for the Wednesday night special we got going on over there at Pray at 247. Having said that, we're going to hand it over to Terrell, who is going to take us through the latest report that he has. And then we'll dumpster dive in some of the latest current events, too, as well. Go ahead, Terrell.
Thank you, Eric, very much for having me. I just pulled up, as you were giving your report, remember this report is a MP4, so it's visual. And you can access this by going to my website, terral03.com. Click at the first link at the top for the full feature videos, and you will be looking at my Brighteon page. Go over to the Screaming Eagle. You'll see Eric's eagle there, and then you can follow along. I've been pulling up, showing you the newsletter, showing you the website as Eric is giving this introduction. Also, 7.0 quake just struck. I think while you were talking, in Indonesia, 48 kilometers below the surface, 7.0. It's over on the left side, on the west side of the origination zone. And at first I thought it was the 7 that already struck there, but just west of there we had a 7 magnitude earthquake, and east of there we had a 7. So these last 3 7s that we've had have been right in my Indonesia, Fiji, seismic, volcanic, earth change origination zone. This is the head of the octopus, if you will, and I'm all showing you the diagrams right here that I usually show everybody on Thursdays. This is a super plume triggered event, and the head of that octopus, this is a Buoyancy Barrier quarter I'm showing you on the drawing right now. This super plume is growing out of control in the Earth mantle transition zone, 410 kilometers to 660 below the surface. It's filled with magnetite metals, which is causing the magnetic migration, North Pole migration, by the way. A lot of people think we're having geomagnetic reversals and things like that. Not true. What's really happening is this superplume was Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire. It's extended its arms into the Atlantic Ocean. That's causing the center, magnetic center of our planet to change. And that's why the poles are migrating along with what's going on inside of here. So again, this is inside the Earth mantle transition zone. I'm showing you the diagram, 410 to 660. It's filling the entire zone. So every week in my reports, I show the quakes in diverse places from Scripture. And when the zone fills completely, then the North Pole and the South Pole, the Arctic and Antarctica, are the last ones to fill in. And these horn formations, I'm showing you these horn formations right here on this diagram. And on this diagram, these horn formations, they pop up with the harmonic tremors. And these harmonic tremors, I'm pulling the slide down to show you the last 7 days. These are the deep quake events right here that are striking inside that superplume. And that sends energy going through the plume that raised the horns. And I've been following the pattern since 2016. And that's the big problem with what's going on inside of our planet. And I'm showing you the scallion map of the future right here. This is the end result of what happens. Those horn formations, they push up, up, up into the rocky-type magma. When the Earth, when the geological pole shift happens from black star near proximity, then the Earth tips over and all those horns that are stuck up in the rocky-type magma, they get ripped off. And when that happens, you don't want to be anywhere near the coast. No, you don't want to be anywhere near a big city. I mean, well, you don't want to be near a big city for a different reason, Mad Max, but large lakes or anything like that, the Earth is going to literally be tipped over. Or as it's said in Isaiah, the Earth's going to stagger like a drunkard, and the ocean waters are going to slosh. Also, the superplume is growing and growing and growing. So I'll go back to that diagram and show you kind of how that works. Here's the superplume, and then you have black star electromagnetic energy, and you have the sun's magnetic electromagnetic energy coming through the magnetic portal connections. That energy is translated into energy inside of our planet through heat, convection, conduction, and induction. And that energy is being sent from the core to the D layer of Earth core up the mantle plumes, like the hot spot that created Hawaii, for example, the Galapagos Islands. They're all over the planet. That energy is going up those plumes and into this superplume, and it's causing the inside of our planet to grow in diameter, separating the tectonic plates. So whenever the pole shift happens, then the crust is going to be like broken eggshell. And whenever this region right here that has a lot of horn formations, by the way, pushed up, then it's going to rise and then drop underneath the ocean. So if you're out here, there's no safe zones out here. And whenever that happens, it's going to cause giant ripples, massive crustal displacement, massive on a biblical scale, to circulate around our planet. And some areas are going to go down and some areas are going to come back up. So this is a literal terraforming of the planet. It doesn't happen on every black star orbit cycle, every 3,600 years. The black star came to the inner solar system in the days of Noah. It came again in the days of Moses. So you can see the differences in the Earth changes. Depends on where Earth is relative to the May 20th, the 29th position. That is where the crossing is based upon our current data, May 29th. So we could not have a pole shift today. We must come around the corner and go around to the May 29th position. That is the inbound path of the black star. The outbound path is the November position. So if, according to my interpretations of scripture, then Joel 2, which Christ is quoting in Matthew 24, those things, the sun not giving forth its light and the signs in the stars are all going to be moving north and south when the pole shift happens. So those signs are going to be happening. And so Paul describes how the day of the Lord is going to begin with destruction that comes suddenly. That's a May crossing event. Christ is describing how the day of the Lord ends 3,600 years later with another crossing event, but in November. We know that because he says the sun turns dark. That happens in August, whenever the black star is nearest the sun and the magnetic portal connection is at its shortest length. So I know that's kind of a lot to try to absorb, but if you go to the website at tarot03.com and you go through these videos right here in the black star section, I'm showing you right where they are in the video here. The week the Earth stood still, the Project Black Star overview. If you go through this information, then it'll give you more information on what's the science behind what the Bible's saying and what Paul says, how the day of the Lord's going to begin, and then how Christ says the day of the Lord's going to end. There's also, while I'm here at the website, I'll just show you, there's a scripture section here, and you have access to my book, The Mystery Explained. You can get for free just with a subscription, $25 a year. And there's going to be a tutor, there's a tutor program that's going to start here in February for those that are interested to see God's wisdom hidden in plain sight. That's what my book's about. Written in 2005, published in 2017, and you guys have access to that absolutely free. So I'll just go back here to the newsletter and get through this report. Looking at the 7 magnitude earthquakes, we recently just had this Vanuatu quake and this Indonesia quake. See, this is the quake right here in week 46 I thought I was looking at. But no, this is another one that struck in almost the same location, just a little bit to the east. So you see that we had at the backside alignment, this was Solomon Islands, I do believe. And we had that at the backside alignment. And if you go to the website, you'll see there's a whole pile of backside alignment quakes that I will show you right here on the Black Star event timeline. So that event has to be still added. These are the backside alignment events going back to 2010, 7.4 Christchurch. So as we pass between the two stars and we pass behind the stars, the sun relative to the black star, then we have these big quake events. Real clear pattern. So even Fukushima was predicted in advance and was missed by about 4 days. All of these quakes are being not hit exactly on the right day, with few exceptions. But really, really close. The last quake was that 7.2 Peru. Before that, it was 7.3 China. Whenever, so the Lord God has given us the ability through the earth changes. Those are the birth pangs of 1 Thessalonians 5, start at 1. These are the birth pangs I'm showing you right here. And the where the black star is between, and I'm pulling up the solar system scope, the solar system scope program right now and showing you the black star is in this section of space on the right side of Scorpio. That's where it is. We're coming to the 90 degree angle position on February the 25th, and then we're going to be in the alignment position on, let me pull up the diagram here, on March the 29th, right here. This is where we're going to be on March 29th. We're either going to have another big quake or the earth's going to tip over. I know where it is based upon, you know, being relative to the constellations, but not 100% sure how far it is away. And it could be that the elite have the same problem because we cannot see the black star. I know where it is by the earth changes, but that doesn't tell me how far it is away. We're going to reach this February position on the 25th. That's when I expect World War III to break loose. That's when I expect them to activate the biological weapon and the biological weapon vax. See, they've been sent to the world. But they haven't been activated yet. And when they do, millions of people are going to die very rapidly, and then billions of people are going to die right after that. The elite are going to run to the underground arc cities in the mayhem that's taking place. That's what they're orchestrating right now. And the way to neutralize those threats, I hate to scare the pants off of you without telling you how to neutralize those threats. All that information is watch these videos. Watch the webinar right here I'm pointing to. This is a Dutch lady. Real smart. This is Todd Callender. He explains the activation of the biological weapon. This is my video on how to purchase, mix, use, and store your nano silver that I keep in my system every single day, along with sodium borate, and all the information's right here. And until the end of the month, if you're not a newsletter subscriber, you don't have to be to get your nano silver at the subscription price. Come down here to the supporters, just like your newsletter subscriber, and you can order, and you can order for your friends. Happy, and we want to help as many people as possible. And you can contact Chris for more information. Chris is associated with Eric, and he's gotten piles of nanosilver from me, and he distributes that to his people.
Yep.
So that's where we are on the Black Star Earth changes, where it is in the solar system, and with the Earth changes and things like that. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, just fire back a few more Earth changes here. Dramatic earthquake increase in Hawaii in the Pahala area over the past 5 years. It's jumped from 60 to 600 per week. So Hawaii also very active. We're obviously seeing California just fall apart on every level between these storms and landslides and sinkholes. And they've had some pretty decent quakes in the NoCal area since the last time we talked, Terrell, too. So a lot of people getting concerned out there. Now, it seems, according to what you said there, you got a pretty eventful May. So is it safe to say this is when you think formally martial law, or do you even think martial law will happen? I can't recall if you're one of my guests that says you don't think martial law was going to be declared. But
oh, martial law is most certainly going to be declared.
Okay.
So I'm pulling up the diagram right now about these marker positions. So key things happen at these marker positions. For example, the biological weapon vax was approved at this marker position right here. And Omicron, the Deltacron recombinant strain monster, was released right here. So they're doing key things at these marker positions right here. Four of them are 92 days and a decimal apart. So we're coming up to this one right here. Whenever the black star is going to be here, they're going to activate the biological weapon. It's already out there. Everybody's being transfected right now. If you're not protected, then your chances are that you're transfected already, and you don't know it yet. You're just waiting for the activation. So that's going to, if the black star is coming here on this chart in May, chances are they're going to activate the biological weapon right here. Whenever that happens, the vector is going to go to the emergency rooms of every hospital on Earth. All of a sudden, you're going to have activation. The chimeras are going to be activated by electromagnetic pulses. Those pulses are going to cause the activation. Then the people's lungs are going to start filling up with fluid. That's what happens. It's a cytokine storm, immune system overreaction. Everybody's going to run to the hospital at the same time. And they're going to carry the biological weapon. Hemorrhagic fever is going to set in, Marburg. And then the blood is going to carry the plague. That is going to be airborne, and it's going to be activated, and it's going to create cancer inside all the cities. It's going to extend into the countryside. It's going to wipe out the population. At the same time, they must deploy more. There has to be martial law. The people are going to demand the martial law be declared. But you see, they're deploying undesirable elements right into harm's way on purpose so that they will go up against us, and the plague is going to wipe everybody out. And they're going to run to the underground arc cities. That's their plan. So there's most certainly going to be martial law. You can see them setting up for it around the world right now.
Yeah, and the timing is quite interesting. So we just had Yellen come out indicating U.S. is about to default, like in June. We got a lot of my economic gurus indicating June will probably be the month where they formally install CBDC. What's your take? Not only what's happening latest with economics, but do you have the collapse happening before May, after May? Where on your timeline do you have?
The system is going to collapse whenever the House of Rothschild says so. The owners of the Federal Reserve, the global bankster cartel, 100% complete command control of what's happening. So you know they've already launched their digital currency. The pilot is already going right now. And the Fed is going to continue to raise the interest rates and destroy the petrodollar. So they're doing that on purpose. What that does, whenever they continue to raise the rates with reckless abandon, by the way, that makes reserve currency around the world. So little countries that have dollars, or they have to buy dollars to get their oil or whatever, it means they have to use more and more of their currency. So they are really hating that. The United States is the enemy of the world because of what the Fed's doing. You don't see that in the media a lot. And BRICS plus, you should be keeping your eyes on what's going on with BRICS. And the Saudi Arabia has joined. They're joining. OPEC Plus is joining. And everybody's running to BRICS. And the China, who has been the leader for this year, now it's switching to South Africa. They're letting all these countries in, and they're telling countries, don't worry about reserve dollars. Don't worry if you default to the Americans. Join BRICS. That's why you see countries, Turkey, and everybody is buying gold. And the Americans, their vaults are being emptied of gold. The COMEX vaults, they're being emptied. And all that's being sent to China, it's being sent to India, it's been sent to all the BRICS nations. Because they're going to come out with a world reserve currency that is based on commodities, gold, oil, wheat, things like that. You know, and the petrodollar, nobody's going to want. So the project is called Project Sandman. You should understand what Project Sandman is. It's going to be executed on a Sunday, and the dollar is going to be destroyed. So you see, anybody that says that the collapse of the dollar is going to happen at a particular time, then they really don't know the topic well enough, in my opinion, because it's going to be Project Sandman execution that's going to kill the dollar. And that happens whenever the House of Rothschild says so, because the House of Rothschild is the one that's working with the BRICS nations, working with China. You know, China's doing the Global Genome Project. Over half the people in the world, everybody that's sent there to Ancestry.com, you send in your DNA, the Chinese have it. It's in a giant global database. They're working with Russia and India and the global bankster cartel. They're all going to go to the underground arc cities. Here, the elite here in the United States, in Germany, in UK, they're all working together. So this World War III thing is fake. The whole thing is fake. It's set up so to pour money, Germany's money, Europe, UK, Canada, USA, sending their money and their munitions in there. And it's making us weak. We're depleting our resources. And then Biden's even selling our oil from the reserve to China. Our gold's going to China. China and Russia are all being built up, and the United States and Germany and Japan and the enemies, their enemies, they're all being weakened right now. So there's no, don't worry about the Chinese invading the United States. They're already here. I don't know if you know it or not, but they're already here. They're working with our woke, tarred military people that have already sold us out. I'm sorry to be the bringer of bad news if you didn't realize that already, but there is going to be a mock invasion. Those ships are loaded right now. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Chinese ships. They're already loaded, and people think they're going to invade Taiwan. They're not going to invade Taiwan. They don't need to invade Taiwan. Every U.S. Navy carrier is going to be destroyed in a single day. Look at the NASA, the Strategic Warfare Playbook, 2025. It's going to happen before that. It says on page 93 that the U.S. aircraft carriers are going to be destroyed, and they're going to use CNN syndrome to shock everybody. That's going to happen at the same time Project Sandman is executed. So people like Taiwan, they're going to see what's happening, and they're going to go, "Give me my BRICS application right now." Taiwan's going to be taken without firing a single shot. So Ukraine is being used. The Ukrainian leadership, Putin, China, Biden, NATO—they're all working together. They're eliminating undesirable elements, and they are making the West weak. They're invading them with illegal aliens. All of this was devised and planned before we were born. So yeah, it's going to be a collapse. Yes, there's going to be martial law. They're going to come out with the digital currencies because they're going to be connected to chips. And then they can control everything. They want you in an electric car so they can turn it on and turn it off. They don't want you to have a regular hydrocarbon car. 100% complete command control is what they're looking at. So the answer is yes, and nobody really knows. It's whenever the House of Rothschild says so. Go ahead.
What role do you think cyber attack, cyber terrorism is going to play? Well, not even in the far future, but in the not so distant future. We got the Davos meeting going on right now, and there's all kinds of viral footage from other people in alternative media, such as Dabu 7. I just watched a video from Canadian preppers, got like a million followers, who actually reference what I'm about to say here. But Klaus Schwab talking about, a potentially cyber attack bringing down the banking system or whatnot. And I've been saying this now for a while, don't keep a whole lot of money in your bank and get ready for this transitory period. But just in general, role of cyber terrorism, cyber attacks, all that good stuff moving forward. We just had that headline, remember, it was a couple of weeks ago with the FAA suspending flights or whatever over supposed terror, cyber attacks. So I don't know, it's going to be pretty more common. As a matter of fact, latest headline here from End Time News, headlines.com. Looks like there's another fresh substation being hacked by supposed terrorists, and they're blaming right-wing terrorists, I think, on some of these more local events. But I don't know. What's your thoughts, Terrell, on it?
Those are false flags. So whenever the this happened in the U.S., that was a cyber attack. That was a ransom attack. So that's not what's in the news. So the ransom had to be paid for everything to come back up. The Canadian airspace, the Canadian air traffic control, they went offline the next day. They paid the ransom and they came back up too. So many people, they're pointing to the sun. The sun's going to cause to take down the grid and this and that. That's not going to be the case. So your cyber attacks have already been happening. They're happening. That's what took down the meat plants. That's what's taken down the communications. That's what's taken down. Well, it's the NSA subcontractors is who it is. The thing to realize, NSA has networks, artificial intelligence networks that monitor every single thing on this planet. So when somebody does something, even behind a firewall, it doesn't matter. The NSA, AI, they know what's going on. And the contractors that are doing the hacking are working for them. That's the thing to realize. So whenever the banking system or whatever they decide to take down, whether it's communication, whether it's pipelines, no matter what it is, then it's going to be 100% deliberate and done by somebody that's working for the NSA. We know that's a fact because we know, at least I do, I know NSA capability. And whenever this is happening, they should be the first one stepping up to saying, "Oh, we know who this is and we can do this and that." But they're being quiet. They're being quiet because it's their people. So this, you should already realize the IRS, the FBI, all the lettered agencies have been weaponized against us. And we're going through 1930s Nazi Germany. This is the Fourth Reich happening now. So they first had to have the Reichstag fire That's what they're trying to do with a combination of 9/11 and 1/6. That's the hashtag fire. That's why they don't shut up about it. But it's not necessarily Liz Cheney and the left and this and that. It's the left and the right. There's been no left-right paradigm since JFK. They're working together. Trump is working together with Schumer and with Pelosi, and all of them are playing good cop, bad cop. And they're all working for the elite and for our destruction. So I can say this on this venue because you are Bible people like me. We're doing things that's already been done. Ecclesiastes 1, start at 9. Things that have already been done, we're doing it again for the third time. So the similarities to what happened is happening between Michael the Archangel and the dragon and the beast and the false prophet in heaven. This is happening here for the third time. And so the devil, the prince of the power of the air, the god of this world, his minions, they're heavenly counterparts and there's earthly counterparts. And you got everybody from Hillary to Biden to Obama to Schwab to all these bad guys that are doing their thing on earth as it is in heaven. So this has all been done before. And our objective is to stay alive, be accounted among the living. That's why I keep nanosilver in my system to neutralize threats from the biological weapon. And I stay close to my God. God is going to deliver us from this when we're at our darkest moment. Things are going to get really, really bad, guys. Really, really, really bad. And it's not because we're going to work together because we're smart. Nothing to do with any of that. The devil has 100% complete command control of everything that's happening, just like the Satanic Rebellion. But God is the one that's going to make the difference. So hold on to what you have. And soon we're going to be looking down on all this from great glory. So that's the message. Just be counted among the living. If you want to be, you know, taken, caught up, meet the Lord in the air, counted among the living, be counted among the living, because a lot of people are about to perish. So identify your threats, create your contingencies, and execute those plans on time. Go ahead.
Before we let you go to shameless self-promotion time, one more little news a bit here. Looks like in the Turkey-Iran area over the last few hours, there was a pretty big major quake, almost 6.0 it looks like. So we'll see what happens as a result of that too. So yeah, thank you for giving us that update too with that quake. I went and checked that out, and it looks like there's a few aftershocks too as well. We'll continue to monitor that. The West Coast too, awful lot more warnings about the Cascadia rising area where they've been doing FEMA drills or whatnot too. So just a matter of time. Terrell, final thoughts and shameless self-promotion time.
Okay. Please. So if you listen to my daily reports, just go right over here to terrell03.com. Click on that link right at the top of the page. You can see my daily reports, because in yesterday's report, I talked about that region right there, Turkey. And because of what's happening out here at the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, and we have magma wave action coming through this area, you also have a new magma intrusion into volcano. This almost everything that you mentioned is in today's newsletter, by the way. And I highlighted this region and said, watch out, because a lot of people can die. That quake was actually downloaded to a 5.8. I'm showing to you right there. And then on the rain stuff and everything happening out here, geoengineering. The elite's been using geoengineering to keep people asleep, to neutralize black star threats for the last two decades. But now we're beyond a failsafe. Nobody can stop them now. So they're using the geoengineering and bombarding this region right here. They're going to loosen up the faults and they're going to generate their quakes. So they're actually now assisting the black star in ensuring that our planet can no longer sustain life, period. And it's very similar to what Christ says. If the days weren't shortened, no life would survive. No, this biological weapon is engineered to take over the RNA and the DNA of every living thing on this planet and to kill everything. It's just, it takes a while. The biological weapon vax accelerates that, and it gives them control, more control over that. But again, the Lord God is the one that's going to make the difference. So hold on to what you have until that time. And then for shameless self-promotion, you can use Zelle, because a lot of people don't want to use PayPal. They're really mad at PayPal. But you can use Zelle, you can use Cash App. All the details are right here. I'm circling it at the top of the page. Here's that link to go see my daily reports. And much of what Eric's talking about, he's asking me about, it's in these daily reports. Get your NanoSilver. Get the discount now. You do not have to be a newsletter subscriber to benefit to get your NanoSilver. And then if you're in the military, it's not written here on the website, but just because you're listening to this, you can come down here and get a, you can come right here into the member section. You don't have to be a subscriber and click on this link and you're going to get over $3,000 worth of nanosilver and you're going to get $3,000 worth of nanosilver and you're going to get a $50 discount. So when you order, I'm going to send you $50 back right here and you're going to get 20 bottles and that is enough to make 60 liters. That's enough for an individual for 4 years of single doses if you're my weight, just under 200 pounds anyway. And then subscribe to the Black Star newsletter program. It's just $25 a year. Subscribe to the Survival Group program. It's just an extra $25 to $50. The Mystery Report, get access to all the newsletters, the Mystery Report newsletters going back to 2019. And then you want to be in the tutor program. That's the program where there's going to be chat rooms. That's going to start up in February. You're going to be invited. You can come and sit in the chat room. I'll be there. My administrators will be there and you can raise your hand and ask your questions. We'll go back and forth on questions about the Mystery Explained or the Black Star or whatever you want to ask me questions about. We'll start off doing that like once a month. And then if I have enough time in the schedule, then maybe we can do that once a week. Those are going to be on Tuesday nights, by the way. And if you make sure that you come and get yourself a free newsletter, a scripture newsletter, Mystery Reports right there. Click on that link. No, right here. Number 3 for 2022. Click on that. If you want a Black Star Report newsletter, just know what it looks like. Come down here, click on volume 49 for 2022. And that's going to be updated right after, right, every time we Eric and I talk, this website gets updated. That this radio show will be put right here, this interview, and then this will be updated to a more recent newsletter. So that's everything that I'm describing, I'm pointing out in this MP4. If you want to go check everything out, and appreciate your support very, very much, right. And give it back to you, Eric.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, appreciate it, buddy. We got another great round of special guests tomorrow. We got to do a reschedule with Pinball Preparedness 2 as well. And we got a new guest, Jody Kay, going to be joining us too as well next week. Until next time, my good friends, stay safe. God bless. All right, buddy. Good stuff. We got you all 33 minutes. We appreciate it. See you next month.
Very, very good. You have a great interview this following.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you. Bye-bye. Bye.